Hi, Governor. Quick question. Just do it away from the door so we don't go to the cold.
Right here is good.
Right here. Right here. We're fine. Yes, sounds good. You've got the emergency legislation coming up. What will that do in terms of the specifics? How many people is it going to cover? And is there a deadline for these people while they're on MHIP to eventually go back on the exchange? And
oh, I don't know. I think what many of us wanted to establish was a way to, let me say it this way. If there's one person who tried to get health care coverage and was not able to and has big bills, we wanted to make sure we help that one person, because for that one person, it's important. So how many will there ultimately be? I don't know. I would imagine not huge numbers, but for the one person that's affected, it's important. What we're going to be focused on in this session is a continuation of that for which we've been fighting for these last 7 years, and that is a stronger and growing middle class. A middle class where when you work hard to get ahead and give your children a better future, you can expect to be able to do that through your hard work and earn a decent day's living. So I'm looking forward to joining with the other members of the General Assembly to increase Maryland's minimum wage. We are rightly proud of the fact that we have the highest median income in the country. But we also need to be about growing prosperity so that all of us are able to do well, because we all do better when we're all doing better. So that's what I'm going to be focusing my energy on, is increasing the minimum wage for hardworking Marylanders.
Governor Cuomo wants to get rid of the image, New York's image, high tax image. And he's proposing a $2 billion tax cut, although he hadn't provided details. Is that something in Maryland's immediate future? Could you consider a tax cut this session?
Well, we've had to make a lot of tough decisions. As you remember, David, we inherited a $1.7 billion structural deficit. So we have acted in a fiscally prudent and socially responsible way to reduce that deficit and have nearly retired that deficit. So in any conversations about spending, whether that's spending on tax cuts or spending on education, you have to have a plan to pay for it. We have a AAA bond rating because we've been fiscally responsible. At the same time, we've lowered income taxes for 85% of Marylanders. So whatever you do in these things, I mean, it's all about a balanced approach. Last year, we had the best rate of new job creation of any state in our region. Last month, we had a very positive month of new job creation. So it's all about creating jobs and strengthening and growing our middle class. In any of the conversations about proper level of revenues, taxation, and the like, I think all of those conversations have to be squared with a balanced budget and being fiscally responsible. I would not want us, I can't speak to what's happening in those other states. I'm focused on Maryland. But I can tell you, for our part in Maryland, there are very few states that can claim the upward economic mobility that we have relative to the rest of the nation, or that have the quality of schools that we have, or the quality of life that we have. And there's only a handful of us that defended a AAA bond rating all the way through the recession.
But given the state has a structural deficit, is it out of the question to consider that?
I think that, General Assembly makes decisions, and soon there'll be a new governor. If we want to return to the days when we are fiscally irresponsible, there'll be a price to be paid for that. So I think most people in our state understand that you have to be fiscally responsible, and without fiscal responsibility, no progress is possible. So we're about jobs, we're about a stronger middle class, and we believe that we can create those things by being also fiscally responsible.
Thanks, guys.